Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160 if you would like to join us.
Last hour.
Hour number three, kicking off right now.
Hour
That's
number
right.
three.
Before we go on, I want to say thank you to Chris Marcus. Now, normally I make a joke about never trust a man with two first names right here, but Chris Marcus is a silver level amplifier, which means he gives us $5 a month for the purposes of advertising, marketing, promoting, and supporting Free Talk Live. We call them amplifiers when you do this. You can find out all about the AMPS program over at amps.freetalklive.com. It's a Patreon kind of setup. There's different little perks that you get when you, you know, donate some money to us.
Different levels,
you know. We only ask for $5 a month. You can give 10 or 25 or different, you know, levels there. But why would you want to give us money? Well, currently we're on about 180 radio stations. We could be on 190, 100, 200, 300. It's not out of the question. The reason most people give is because they want to help us spread the message of liberty, peace, and prosperity to as many people as possible. I think it's the best use of your liberty donations, because the message of liberty, while we do this frequently here on Free Talk Live, we are a niche. There is no other radio program like this on air currently. We are it.
Thank God.
We are the only one. There could be more. There should be more. But it's because the message of liberty no longer resonates or hasn't ever resonated with many people in the United States.
There could be more.
There could be more. There should be more. We need your help to spread the message of liberty. So thank you again, Chris Marcus, for your contribution. We appreciate you. If you want to become an amplifier, visit amps.freetalklive.com. All right. So we figured out that we're going to just talk about this top 10 list here. What we have is top 10 headlines the media didn't tell you about this week.
We start with 10 or starting with 1?
Let's start with...
Is there an order?
Well...
It's not really like a top 10 list. It's just 10 things.
It says top 10, but I don't know if they're in any given order. But let's just start with 10. DeSantis versus Newsom debate turns into an S show as the Florida governor calls out San Francisco's human feces problem.
Tying in with the last just Florida man, Ron DeSantis.
Bringing it all full circle.
Oh, yeah.
That's sure. Clockwise, because we're here in North America. That's the direction of the flush.
Right. That was number 10?
I didn't...
Maybe that should be number 2.
I didn't... I didn't watch this debate. I could care less about DeSantis or Newsom. Florida, okay, whatever. Two statists arguing with each other.
Yeah, right,
like,
yeah.
You know,
who has less poop?
I'm sure it was entertaining, and at least it kept them from harassing regular people. Trying to look on the bright side here. Number 9, Elon Musk interview goes viral, causing mass cancellations of Disney Plus and other services.
That was great.
I did not watch the interview, did you?
Heard it. I didn't.
Really?
Okay. I just heard the little clip.
Yeah.
Where he says to the advertisers, go FCC yourself.
Right, yes.
And I said, go FCC yourself.
Yes.
He said it twice,
yeah,
as if you couldn't hear him the first
right.
time.
In case I stuttered or something, right. Let me say it again and make it clear.
Yeah. Oh, it was great.
I heard that more than just Disney. I heard Walmart pulled their ads from Twitter. I heard, you know, a bunch of the large companies supposedly, you know, pulling their ads from Twitter.
Well, if you can't beat them, I mean, you try to run them out of business.
Elon Musk doesn't care.
Right.
Clearly.
He's like, whatever, dude.
Right. He has no shareholders. He owns the company.
Yeah.
He's like, it's my platform. Get. You want a gun? Get. See ya.
Did you guys hear, one of my friends told me this today. Apparently, I don't know when this was, but Joe Biden was on the stage with Elton John, and he made this, like, crazy outlandish comment to Elton John being like, or about him. He's, like, right next to him, and he's, like, got his arm around him, and he's like, so this guy, it's this guy's fault that we spent $8 billion on AIDS research this year.
Oh.
Which is just like,
what?
Wild. Like, one, like, are we, like, I'm assuming he's making that comment because he's a gay man.
Is he claiming that Elton John is prolifically gay?
Like, or that he, like, started the AIDS epidemic? I don't know.
John is the green monkey?
Are we still, just so many things about that. It's like, I think he thinks it's, first of all, I think Joe Biden thinks it's like still the 1980s and that we're like, you know, billions of dollars in AIDS research and it's like this big prevalent thing.
Wow.
But to just like say that he was on stage.
Like, I know of elderly, crazy, like family members of other people that are senile, demented, you know, otherwise, you know, mentally incapacitated that are far smarter than Joe Biden.
Right. Well, they have it together more. They're more coherent.
They're far more aware.
It's just so outlandish. And the look on Elton John's face, he was just like, I cannot believe.
Wow.
This guy just said this to me on stage in front of, like, thousands of people.
So that probably didn't make the news either.
No, probably not.
Yeah, no, I don't think it did.
So that headlines should be on the list. Yeah. But I don't know. For it some reason, the Elon Musk thing just, like, reminded me of that.
Maybe
it's
on the list.
If Elon Musk were to ever market a cologne, would it be Musk by Musk?
It should be.
By Musk. Texas, number 8. Texas, the state, is suing Pfizer for misrepresenting COVID-19 vaccine efficacy and conspiring to censor the public.
That wasn't in the news? Why?
Well, the news doesn't want you to know about that, right? You know?
How long are they going to keep this thing, you know, covered up?
I still occasionally watch NFL football, and I was watching a game, I think it was Thursday night.
Yeah.
And big old commercial for Pfizer. They've paid one of the, you know, the NFL popular tight end dudes to, like, hey, everybody, check it out. I'm getting two things at the same time. I'm getting my flu and my COVID or whatever it was.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
The two different vaccines at the same time.
Wow.
You know, kind of thing. And then it was Pfizer.
Give it to your kids.
And, like, my God. Like, drug companies are supposed to manufacture things that help people.
Yeah.
Right? If you need to advertise during NFL football to pimp your product is not helping anyone.
Right.
If your product helps somebody, everybody would demand it just by the nature
especially
of its health.
A medical product, yes. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, you shouldn't have to, like I'm thinking of, like, stuff like metformin. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't really, like, see them, like, push it. It's just like, oh, you're a diabetic, and you might need this drug, and your doctor is going to prescribe it to you.
Let's take it to something ridiculously simple. You break your arm, you get a cast.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Now, cast technology has evolved from when I was a kid, and they used actual plaster.
Right.
And the little stuff they wrap around it, whatever. Yeah. Now you get, there's so many different kinds of casts now. Right. There's some of them are Velcro. Some of them are, some sort of a polymer, you know, combo. Some of them are
both.
You don't
need a chainsaw to take it off.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, exactly. All that kind of stuff. Never once seen a commercial for new cast technology. Yeah. Why? Because when they innovate in such a way that it works and the product is in demand.
Also, I think in most countries, they do not have any, like, we do have a lot of drug commercials here in the U.S. I think in a lot of countries, it's not allowed. Either it's just not a thing because of the reasons you listed, or it's actually, like, outlawed by the state. Like, you are not allowed to market those things for whatever reason.
Don't use a cast if you're allergic to cast.
I'm not saying that, like, as a business...
may cause death.
I'm not saying as a business that you shouldn't advertise, right? Like, you might need to do that, but you don't need to advertise during NFL football, right?
To pay millions of dollars. I mean, those are the most... Like, the Super Bowl, specifically, is, like, the most expensive ads in the world, probably.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably in the world. Yeah. Like, they are paying millions of dollars
right,
for like
half the country
30
it.
Seconds of airtime. Yeah. Yeah, even people that don't like football are watching.
And
for the commercials.
Right, for the commercials, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Whiplash segue, this just in, the price of... Thank you. The price of Bitcoin, apparently, according to CoinMarketCap, is now $40,572.
If you can only see my shirt.
Yes.
Rebel or Rebel?
Re-Bitcoin.
Re-Bitcoin.
Rebel. Re-Bitcoin logo L.
Yeah.
However you pronounce it.
Yeah.
We'll buy some Bitcoin.
I'm not that excited, other than it took a while for it to get back to 40,000.
Right.
I think that...
What was it at the lowest?
The lowest?
Yeah,
zero.
Like recently.
One. Oh, 16.
No, I mean like 22,000.
Okay. 16, you know, I think, so, at the beginning of the year was about 16,000.
I think it was more than that, but not much.
Let me check the magic rectangle. I think it was 16. I was dipping back in.
I don't really always pay attention that close just because I hodl, or however you call it.
Right.
I kind of just get, you know, I do stuff, people give me stuff, and I just keep it. Sometimes I give it to other people. I like to have, you know, whatever.
This time last year, I've got, what's today? Today, 12 what?
3. 2023.
12.4 was 17,128.
Okay, so yeah.
It did seem to drop to 16 around like January of this year. Yeah, 16.8. Steve, you're spot on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And it's just been sort of on a climb since... looks like mid-October. It just started climbing mid-October.
Yeah.
It was down as low as 26,000 October 11th or so, and it's just been on a tear since then. So.
And then the halvening is next year.
The halvening is, it was predicted to be on 420.
420.
Yeah, right. But I think they've revised that now.
They've brought it back to March?
Yeah, I think it marches the new target for it. So that depends on the speed of mining and all that kind of stuff. I just wanted to mention, we talk about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency here all the time. I just wanted to mention that it broke 40,000 while we've been broadcasting.
And what is the all-time high?
69. It's somewhere between 68 and 70,000.
Okay.
Yeah, it depends on which website you go to and where they mark the all-time high. But I call it, for me, it's 65.
Okay.
Right. I remember it being 65, and then like the next time I looked, it was on its way down again.
Yeah.
So
it peaked and then
went down. So I think it's going to not only go to 65 again, but it's going to surpass that.
Yeah.
I say that because
you got the laser eyes.
I just say that because that's Diamond what has hands. Already happened. If you look at the history of BTC itself, this is what happens. It goes through a cycle. It's got some boom and bust. The halvening occurs, and then there's usually a run-up at Christmas, an increase around the Christmas time, which is now. And then the halvening on top of it, we've also got the potentials of ETFs and all that kind of crap that's going on. More people are adopting this thing. There's more crypto wallets now than ever in human history, all that kind of stuff. So it's kind of like a balloon, air balloon, a helium balloon being held underwater. You can only keep it under that water for so long before it's going to lift up and sprout. So that's my opinion. Right.
Yeah.
I'm just basing it on the history of Bitcoin and what happens and how I see the market increase. And every time a halvening occurs, the price of Bitcoin doubles its previous all-time high. So
you're looking at
120,000 thereabouts.
Only one way to find out.
140, 140.
Some people are saying by the end of next year, Bitcoin could be worth $200,000 per coin.
Sweet.
It's not too late to get into it either.
No,
any crypto at all. You can just go get a wallet, download a wallet, and buy yourself some crypto.
Right.
So.
I think I just saw something. 1 in 4 Americans are into cryptocurrency. So what's wrong with the other 75%?
They don't know how to use a computer, probably.
They all went to public school.
Yeah,
they're in nursing homes.
Well, I think, Captain, you and I were talking about this. It's like 20 years ago trying to explain email.
Oh, yeah.
Or how to like...
What's an at sign?
Yeah.
This is what all the people...
Really?
What an at sign? What's an at sign? People didn't know what an at
hashtag,
sign
hashtag, why do I...
That's one of the most commonly known things on planet Earth.
Right. Trying to tell people PayPal. So you get the app on your computer or on your phone, and you tie your bank account.
People literally...
And then
literally, so I remember watching, like, the Today Show. He's from Graveyard, right? And, like... I would come home and the Today Show would be on right as I'm like getting ready for bed, right? I'm going to sleep at 8 in the morning or whatever it is. And the Today Show is on. I don't remember who the hosts were, but they were talking about this, and people were saying, you know, they did like the man on the street kind of the thing. They go outside, talk to people. Hey, do you have email? No, what's that? Right, you know, that kind of thing. They literally said, email? What do I need electronic mail for? I can just write a letter and put a stamp on an envelope.
Yeah, because it only takes like 6 weeks for it to get to the person. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, this is the changes in, you know, technology and it just like culturally, right? So like people were like, I can't even imagine needing that. That's so dumb. And nowadays, you can't even, I mean, I need to put in an email address for like, everything I do.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
You almost can't get by without one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that in the town where I lived, people didn't want a cell tower there.
Right.
Because, oh, this thing is so massive. And, you know, then they brought a crane and, like, this is what it's going to look like. And everyone was against it. Now, people are clamoring. I need cell service in my town.
Yeah.
It's just completely flipped
over. And so I'm old enough to have seen, I'm going to say, multiple technological revolutions.
Like we've gone from the pull-down map in classrooms to GPS.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Or the overhead projector.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. They probably don't have pull-down maps or pull-down any of the things because they don't need it. They just use
a computer,
a projector, or something.
And the globes, they tried to get you to believe that the Earth is round by putting a globe.
That's crazy. I just said that really like that for some reason the pull down map like that just really got. Do they even have chalk? I remember when I was in high school, they introduced these things called a smart board, and it was like, and it was really dumb actually, but it was they were trying to be technologically advanced. I went to like a rich school district, and they were like, we have a bunch of money, we need to burn whatever. Yeah. So it's like a whiteboard. Except it was hooked up to the computer, and it was kind of like, you know, I think they used a projector, or maybe it was just like more like a TV type of situation, like a computer itself, but and that's what they would use instead of a whiteboard, and it was just a more high-tech whiteboard.
And you were able to get the notes off of the board? Like, they were able to give you, like, a snapshot of what they were writing on
the
board?
Not yet, no. Oh. No, I think this was pretty low, like, compared to what they have today.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I'm sure. It's, like, way beyond that. So it was pretty low-tech by even, like, today's standards.
When you were going to school, because I'm significantly older than you are, when you were going to school, was there ever a time... We used to have... Every now and again, we'd have AV day. And usually it was because, like... A teacher called out sick. They had to bring in a sub. The sub doesn't know jack about the subject matter that they're trying to fill in for.
Yeah.
So they would bring in the top load VHS AV cart, and we would watch
would
a movie.
Oh, yeah, I had those.
Do they have that?
We had.
By the time I was graduating, they didn't, because we just had projectors, and you'd watch a movie on the whiteboard, on the projector.
Okay, all right.
But when I was in, like, elementary school and even middle school, yep, they would wheel out that stupid TV with the VHS.
Yep.
We had 16mm. You know, so that you put the things. The dinosaur has the size of.
We used to fight over who got to change the film strip to the next
with
frame.
With a little beep.
Yeah, because you play the audio recording on an analog cassette. Playback device.
Yeah, we didn't have those.
And like, the narrator would talk. There'd be a picture of, like, a rabbit. The rabbit lives in the field. The rabbit eats plant life. Ding! You'd have to flick to the next thing. Here we see a cow, right? The cow eats grass. Ding! And then you'd have to flick the, you know, and you'd fight with your other classmates over who got the privilege of changing the frame of the film strip. It was ridiculous.
Because you were in control. People wanted to be in control.
I think they wanted to be special. They wanted to be singled out.
Special. Yeah. Control. Yeah. I can advance the film. Boy is always like, blah. I thought he was terrible.
How did we get on this topic?
Bitcoin. Happening.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Breaking news.
Breaking news. Yeah.
Whiplash segue.
Okay.
All right, we're whipping back now to number 7. I don't know if you guys saw this online. There was a photo, a profile, so one side of a it was a kid wearing a Native American headdress, but his face was painted black. And a bunch of people were upset.
What, it was like supposed to be blackface or something?
Well, so he was at a football game, Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh.
Right? And so that's kind of their thing.
Black and red, right?
Correct, yes. And so this profile picture got viral on the internet, and a bunch of, you know, people who got nothing better to do were
and
all outraged. They were all outraged because, like, somebody let their kid into the game with blackface, and that's racist, blah, blah, blah. It turns out that what they didn't know
is that Native American, right?
No. Just the profile showed blackface, but if you looked at him from the front,
it was red.
His face was red, half his face was black, the team colors, and the headdress was also black and red, the team colors.
Yeah, that's what I would assume.
And so people got it wrong. Kansas City Chiefs, this is a headline that didn't make it to you, Kansas City Chiefs fan plans to attend next game with black and red face paint after media accused child of racism.
And it's also, so to me, it's more problematic to mass share a photo of a child on social media and ridiculing them or their parents or whatever. To me, that's the worst crime, to like share somebody else's kid all over social media and make them go viral. That's weird.
And that's a risk you take by attending a public event.
Yeah, but it's just like, why are you sharing pictures of kids on your thing? I don't know. It's
because
weird.
They're outraged.
And it's like,
they needed something to be outraged about, Nikki, and they just chose
it's
this
like
poor
you're
kid.
Bullying a little boy.
That's exactly
like,
what
shit. Yeah, it's weird.
Team mass bullying is what that is.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Like, it went viral. Yeah. It went viral. It was in the news. That's crazy.
Elizabeth Warren was very upset, and I think Justin Trudeau
Native
was
American.
Also very upset with the blackface.
Yeah. That 1% Native Americaner, she's like, they shouldn't even be called the Chiefs.
Somewhat related. a long time ago, Snickers made a commercial where there was a guy painting the end zone of a football field, and he was painting Chiefs, the Chiefs logo, in the end zone of the football field. And then, like, one of the coaches came up and was like, hey, that looks really great, but who are the chefs? Right. So they've remade this commercial now, and it's just as good as the old one. It might even be better. I was surprised because I was like, wait, this commercial seems familiar, but it's all like modern and everything, right?
Yeah.
And so they've remade the same Snickers commercial.
With the chefs.
Yeah, with the guy painting the end zone, and then the coach comes up and is like, hey, that's great, but who are the chefs? And it's like, not going anywhere for a while. He takes a bite out of a Snickers because he's got work to do now.
Right.
Forget the I.
Yep.
All right. Number six, former official has been indicted on 3 grand jury charges for altering 2020 election results.
I hate that word official.
Former official.
Oh, not an NFL official.
No. Just a...
an official.
It's some sort of vote counting
just
official?
Unofficial official.
Yeah, they don't mention the person by name here, but I bet you could find it with some sleuthing on the internet. 603-283-6160. Still to come, more of this top 10 list, more of your calls and thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Since the Gaza ground operation began on October 7th, Israeli forces have discovered 800 shafts leading to Hamas's extensive network of tunnels and bunkers, destroying more than half of them. The Palestinian Islamic group claimed to have a network comparable to the size of the New York City subway system. These tunnels have become prime targets for Israeli airstrikes, many located in civilian areas like schools, kindergarten, mosques, and playgrounds. New York Congressman George Santos has been removed from office. Laura Winters has more.
To Capitol Hill now, if you go to the Longworth House office building and look for the office of George Santos, you will not find him in the directory. His nameplate is gone. Santos expelled Friday after an ethics report on his conduct that accused him of using campaign donations for his own use. He is the sixth member in the chamber's history to be ousted by colleagues.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Final segment of this Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. There's probably time for you to get in if you call now. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. Before we go on, Free Talk Live listeners, we are asking you for a favor. Well, two favors, really. That is to write to Aria in prison and also write to Ian while he's in jail awaiting the next stages of his persecution, if you will. I'm going to put information links to both of those. They already exist, actually, if you just go find, like, the Free Talk Live Twitter. Scroll until you see write to Ian, write to Aria. I'm posting these same links every time I'm in the studio, so it's convenient for you to find. Rather than me recite what to do over the radio, you're not going to have time to write it down. Just go to our social media sites, Mastodon, Twitter, whatever it is, and find the links to write to Ian and Aria, please. They love getting letters. They love to know that the show is still going, that we're still going here. They love to hear from our listeners. And you can tell them about anything. Just write them a letter, you know. Hey, this is what I'm doing. Hey, I went to a libertarian thing. Or, hey, you know, I heard this about Bitcoin. Or whatever it is. Subjects that you think they might be interested in. Or just update them on your life. If you've called before and they know who you are, please send them some letter. Send them some love. Because prison sucks.
So
look for that. All right, we've been going through this, this top 10 list of, well, they're headlines that really didn't make it to major media. And, I mean, some of these...
suppressed.
Yeah, some of these barely made it to alternative media, so... Number five, reports of white lung pneumonia affecting mostly children in China has been found in Massachusetts and Ohio.
Oh, in Massachusetts. So I heard about that, but just not in Massachusetts and Ohio.
Yeah, I heard Massachusetts, yeah.
It's in the U.S., whatever it is.
Disease X.
I've heard speculation. I don't, you know, I'm not a doctor. I'm not doing research officially for anyone.
You are a doctor.
You're
a doctor.
I thought you were a doctor.
I'm an honorary doctor.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
PhD.
That is the spirit in which
He's
the honorary doctor.
Not a physician.
Okay. I'm not a physician.
Okay, good. Yes. Okay. Thank you for clearing that up because we were a little confused there.
I could tell.
Because you said, I'm not a doctor. I'm like, wait a second, you are a doctor.
Not officially.
You're like, wait, Lord,
you are a
Reverend.
Doctor.
Like, doctor.
Doctor.
Reverend.
Doctor.
In there, yeah. It's like Craig O's in there.
He's in there.
I heard that this white lung thing is only popping up in people who have been vaccinated against
COVID.
Really?
Yeah, specifically the Pfizer.
Well, it sounds like they need another vaccine.
Probably. I have a hard time. I don't know. I'm so disillusioned from everything. I just feel like everything's
fake. Welcome to the club, man.
I'm like, this isn't really happening.
We're in a sim.
You know what I mean? I'm like, no one's getting sick. You don't have pneumonia.
There's no war in the Middle East.
There's, yeah, but I mean, prove it. Maybe
Joe Biden was elected. Come on.
Joe Biden, Joe Biden, you want me to believe that's a real person?
It is a real person, but.
Or a robot? Alien?
CGI? I don't know.
CGI?
I think, much like every president since I've been alive, there's an actor.
Yeah, there's somebody's hand up their butt, moving their mouth.
There's a reason why somebody like Ronald Reagan became president, not because he was such a great politician, but because he was a good actor.
Yeah.
He had a career in acting.
Donald Trump.
He made film. Right. When Donald Trump got elected, I'm like, oh, I've seen this one before. This is a freaking
rerun. But that was great TV for 4 years. I mean, it was great TV. Mm,
yes, so.
I don't,
entertainment. Come on.
I don't.
None of it's real.
I try not to pay any attention to any of that crap, even though some of it's entertaining, because it's not designed to be entertaining.
Validating
it. That's why it's entertaining.
The reason it's entertaining is because it's awful. It's an awful commentary on the state of the human being.
It's reality TV.
Yeah, and I think it goes beyond, the state of the nation or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like the state of humans as, like, cognitive, sentient beings.
Yeah.
It is. It's sad. It's
have
like,
you guys
whoa.
Seen Mad Max Fury Road?
No.
Mm.
Sounds like it's coming to our country.
Great freaking movie. Seriously, if you ever thought Mad Max, the movies were cool, this one blows it out of the, like, the whole, it reinvigorated.
Wasn't
the
it supposed franchise. To take place in 2020, Mad Max? 2023?
Oh, yeah.
I think so, yeah. So anyway, there's this scene in Mad Max Fury Road where, I don't know what to call him. We'll call him, like, sort of the dictator of the tribe, the controller of the water, right?
Right.
He's standing at this thing that's gonna spew water over this, like, ledge onto the people. And all the people, they're all looking desolate, and they're all sunburnt and skinny, and they're grabbing anything they can carry that might hold some water, right, in anticipation. And so, like a politician, he gives this big speech. He bloviates about how awesome he is and how they should be thankful for him being their leader, etc. and so on. And then eventually he turns the water on, and everybody collects some water, and they're all very thankful for that. That's how people are today still. That was just it's a microcosm of what people are like now. It's just that, you know, water is, quote, the economy, unquote, right? The politicians are the dictators who are going, we're going to fix all this. No, you're not. You're the ones who created all this, and you're doing anything but fixing it.
Yeah.
People's expectations really need to change. They really need to come out of this fog, this brainwashing, this public school indoctrination that politicians are good, that government is doing anything worthwhile. It's not. All it's doing is costing you time and money and effort. It's stifling innovation everywhere it goes. And as an organization type, it violates consent.
Yeah.
If you can't, if for no other reason, the existence of the institution of government should go away because it violates consent. There is no other organization on planet Earth that violates consent that is tolerated. None. You wouldn't tolerate it if your school violated your consent or your children, right, without your permission, right? You get really upset about that. If your doctor does something without your consent, you get really upset about that. If any other area of your life does anything without your consent, violates your consent in any way, you know it's wrong. It's immoral. It's unethical. Yeah. It's just bad humanity to go against another human's consent. Yet we have this organization type that violates consent daily, every day, every minute of every day. It's violating your consent.
But people are tricked into believing that it is necessary. They're dependent on the system, and they can't even fathom a world without it. Like, they can't. They're like, the roads. I mean, we had one guy.
Pave the roads.
Who was the guy that called in from Tennessee who, I forget what we were talking about, like, secession stuff, independent stuff. And he's like, well, good luck not having water and electricity and, like, all this stuff as if... First of all, as if the state doesn't provide that for it, you know what I mean? Like, the actual, like, that is not a federal thing.
Right.
And he was just, like, really angry about it. Like, oh, yeah, good luck even existing without all this stuff. And it's like, first of all, I don't even need any of that from anyone else. I can drill a well. I can produce my own solar. Like,
yeah.
I can live completely off-grid, independently, if I wanted to. Yep. I don't necessarily maybe want to do that. I like some of the luxuries that living on the grid provides and the stability or whatever. But it's like, first of all, don't pretend like the state of New Hampshire needs the federal United States. Absolutely, 100%, we do not. The federal United States is a leech on people living here, if anything.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you don't think we have resources here? Like, are you kidding? It's just, but that's like the indoctrination and the brainwashing. Like, people couldn't even fathom.
Like their imagination has been removed.
How can we get rid of that one star in the American flag? We'll have to go back to 49 stars. But we can't do that.
But that's the point. That's the point of public school, is to strip your imagination from you. Like, think about, like, how much more creative you had to be to even live and survive 200 years ago.
Yeah.
With pull down maps.
With pull down maps. Pull down maps.
Are you
maps,
that old,
like,
dude? You're telling me.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what I mean? To, like, build a house and, you know, all of the things just to eat food and get water and survive. You just needed to use creativity for basic things day to day. And now they have made everything so bland, and it's just like, you just go to Walmart and you just buy the crap that you need for your house, and you don't create things and you don't fix things. You hire somebody to fix that, and it's, you know, and it's like, this is kind of what public school has, you know, like, taught people to be.
Yeah.
To lose their creativity. You're not going to be an artist. You're not going to make music. You're not going to do any of those things. You're going to go to college. You're going to be something normal. You're going to be in debt and live in this box. And that's what they want you to be.
Yeah.
And that's why we're here, because people have just been, had all of the creativity and the lust for life.
They don't like free range humans. Out of them. They don't like free range humans.
No.
No.
For sure not.
No.
All right, whiplash segue back to this top 10 list. Number four, BLM leader. That's Black Lives Matter, not the Bureau of Land Management.
Okay, good. I'm glad you cleared that up. Thank you.
I'm serious. Like, before Black Lives Matter, BLM was the whole, like, the Ammon Bundy ranch kind of thing. Like, and the Bureau, and so they were like, the BLM today, the BLM today, the BLM. It was, like, pounded into your head on the news, and then that went away for some period of time, and then all of a sudden Black Lives Matter, the BLM, the BLM, the BLM. And I'm like, oh, there's two BLMs.
They should merge.
Be specific, yes. The Black Lives Matter leader endorses Trump for president in 2024 and accuses Democrats of racist policies.
Whoa, wait a second. That's from The Onion. No?
Wait,
can you read that headline one more time? I don't believe that that's actually true.
BLM leader endorses Trump for president in 2024, accuses Democrats of racist policies.
All right, the whole world is upside down.
I mean, that's true.
I mean, yes, it's far worse than
true, but
most people think it is.
Wow.
Let's just see if... Let's see if this produces any
results.
Pretty
funny.
I'm gonna just look. Fox News.
Well,
it must be true. Fox News. Oh my gosh!
Apparently, this did make it to mainstream media.
But yeah, mainstream. Yeah.
A Black Lives Matter leader threw his support behind President Trump for the White House, accusing Democrats of racist policies.
Wow.
Mark Fisher, who is the co-founder of Black Lives Matter Rhode Island. Joan joined blah 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 to discuss why black voters are leaving Democrats. Okay, blah blah blah. So
Well,
there is a headline.
Yeah, a leader from Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Well, one, maybe, I don't know.
What is CTIL? Anyone? Dealer?
CTIL. No. Use it in a sentence.
CTIL files reveal how government conspired to censor citizens after the 2020 election. I'm sorry. Conspired to censor citizens and alter the 2020 election. CTIL, that must be some sort of...
censorship, cyber threat intelligence league?
Cornerstone, no, that's not it.
Well, some important some important organizations.
The Century's Textile Industries Limited?
Connecticut, Illinois?
Giving free advertising to somebody. Anyway, number two, Joe Rogan says, anyone who tells him to trust the experts, quote-unquote, can S his D.
Word, yeah, same.
COVID taught him that the so-called experts are bought and paid for.
Experts. So that's another one. Experts, officials, and authorities.
Yeah.
Don't trust those people.
A study shows that experts and authorities and what's the other one?
Officials.
And officials are some key words to be aware of.
They're triggering me at this point.
congratulations, Joe Rogan, but you're late. It took...
I mean, I think he's been probably thinking that for a while, but it's like you could have said it, you know what I mean?
I think a lot of people are coming out of the woodwork now.
Yeah.
What is the phrase? It takes a lot to be a patriot or someone who goes out and breaks the mold. And then when it's easier for other people to do it, everyone does it.
You're talking about the second man syndrome.
Second man.
Second man in any social movement.
I think it's a Mark Twain quote.
In any social movement, there's always the first guy.
Yeah,
the guy
who says,
"Hey, I think there's a better way, mm-hmm. and I think this is how it should be done." And it's then we come into the Gandhi quote, right? First they laugh at you,
right?
Yeah. Then they ridicule you. Wait, what's the quote?
They laugh at you.
First they laugh at you, then they something.
They call you names or whatever. Then they
fight you. And then you win. Right, yeah. So the second man syndrome is that one guy stands up for something, right? Hey, I think slavery is wrong, right? And everybody else is like, ha, 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 yep. Oh, you dummy. Slavery has been, we can't, how would we get by without slavery? Who would pick the cotton?
Right.
You know, like, ha, 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 you're dumb, right? Everybody laughs at him, they ridicule him, they make fun of him. But then there's the second man who goes, wait a minute, I also think.
Yeah.
Oh. I also think slavery is dumb. And then all of a sudden, a lot of other people are the third and the fourth. So it's actually the second man. This is why it's called second man syndrome.
Yeah.
It's the second man that's the most important in any social change when it comes to humans. Right? Because without the second man going, yeah, hey, I also, then no one else will get up. Even if they think the same way, they feel the same way. Right? Even if the evidence supports the position of the one guy that's getting ridiculed, without the second man, no change ever happens.
Right.
The first man, yes, should be congratulated and applauded for having the courage to be the first man.
Yeah.
But the second man is actually the linchpin that creates we'll call it a landslide, or at least the wave of movement. And I think that's what you're referring to now.
Right. The Mark Twain quote says, in the beginning of a change, the patriot is a scarce man and brave and hated and scorned. When his cause succeeds, the timid join him, for then it costs nothing to be a patriot.
Right.
Mm.
So you can substitute patriot for anything.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Someone who's out front and outspoken.
Yeah.
So Joe Rogan, and people maybe like Tucker Carlson or, who's coming out of the woodwork now? So, I mean, everybody seems to be, questioning the narrative when 3 or 4 years ago they wouldn't question anything because they were probably under the control of network news. Now you have Joe Rogan, like the independent media. Tucker Carlson is now off of Fox and he's just like spouting all kinds of like, wow, that's pretty heavy stuff. Whereas he was kind of kept on a leash at Fox. And the same thing, probably Joe Rogan. Now it's like, hey, I don't care. Spotify, fire me. I'm the most popular media figure in the country.
Yeah. No,
he doesn't need a network.
Yeah.
He doesn't need someone to tell
him. That's the thing. Yeah, when you have the most popular podcast probably in the world, you don't need anyone.
And you have
can
freedom,
say whatever you want. Yeah.
And that's true freedom to say what you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
Without having to have sponsors like, I'm going to leave you. Well, go ahead, leave me.
Yeah.
We got 200 million people listening to the podcast or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So the same thing like Elon Musk. He's starting to, you know, come out, you know, to say, hey, FCC, you advertisers.
I really don't care.
Go FCC
Go yourself. FCC yourself. And if you didn't hear me, I just said go FCC yourself.
All right. Number one, James O'Keefe releases bombshell undercover report exposing China's operation of a biolab in California.
Oh, we knew that.
A biolab, a Chinese biolab in California?
Yeah. That was about 3 months ago. That information was released. I heard that a few months ago.
And the question follow, how many more Chinese biolabs are there in the U.S.?
Probably a
lot. I think the thing was that California was giving that biolab tax breaks. That's how the story broke a few months ago. Like, can you believe that thing? Newsom is giving them tax breaks for a Chinese biolab in California? So...
I just want to add to, because we talked about the folks who have pulled their advertising from Twitter because of what, you know, Musk's FCC, comment. The list here says Apple has pulled their advertising, Disney, The Washington Post.
The Compost.
Washington Compost, nice. Paramount, NBC, Marvel. Well, we already said Disney, so...
Yeah.
IBM, Sony Pictures, CBS, The Colbert Show, Comcast, Lionsgate, and Warner Brothers.
Good. I don't want to see their advertising, their advertisements anyway. I'm not on Twitter, so I don't know.
Yeah, I am, but, you know...
Go FCC yourself. Change my mind.
Like, Musk is, like, too many libertarians sort of hero worship Musk, and so I try not to jump on that bandwagon. But in this particular case, I appreciate his foul-mouthed nature.
Right.
I am all about free speech. I do love to cuss, which is one of my pet peeves about doing this show, is that I can't do it.
Oh, see, I'm incomplete. I never swear.
I've got to watch the FCC about what I say. I got to make sure I don't accidentally FCC it up.
Yeah.
You know.
Or the FCC will be after your FCC.
Yeah. And I don't want to be that.
Yeah.
Let's go to David in New Mexico calling. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Minneapolis. Where'd you live in Minneapolis, Captain?
In Minneapolis. Like, I don't know how much more specific to be.
What neighborhood?
I was in the northeast side. I was in the northeast side.
Oh, up there with all the Eastern Europeans.
Yeah, in fact, there was this great Italian deli. I don't know if it's still there, but they had, oh, my God, the best fresh-baked breads and, sliced meats and homemade salads and potato salads and stuff like that. Like real deli, like homemade grandma-made it kind of stuff. It was expensive, but I went there frequently because it was, you know, like three doors down from where I lived.
What street was that deli on?
Oh, my God.
What was your mother's maiden name, Captain?
I'm trying to remember now.
Dude, you don't know Minneapolis, classic Coke Pepsi guy. I lived in Minneapolis for half of my youth. So I know every street there, and it's like...
I lived there for 4 years, more than 22 years ago, so you'll have to excuse me if I don't remember the exact latitude and longitude of the apartment I rented on the northeast side.
I don't care about your apartment. I was asking about the deli.
Well, you have Google,
yes,
man.
What street you were living on.
Thanks for the call. That was the least interesting call I've ever had.
What street did you live on? What was your dog's name? What was your mother's maiden name?
I'm trying to remember the name of the street that I lived on, and it's escaping me for some reason.
Yeah. But the food was good.
Yeah. I'd have to go look it up. It's like, I mean, dude, it's like 30 freaking years ago.
Yeah.
You know? It's near the deli and the Easy Stop. That's all I remember.
Yeah. It's a Panera Bread Corporation.
Like, the Easy Stop was on one side of the neighborhood. The deli was on the other side of the neighborhood. Anyway.
It's a Panera and a Subway now.
The bread was so good, though, man. Like, real Italian, you know, loaf, like homemade, fresh out of
with
the oven.
Sesame seeds on it?
Well, I mean, they had both. Oh, you know, yeah. They also made these homemade crunchy baked breadsticks, right?
Huh?
They looked like really thick straws.
Yeah.
But they were homemade,
and
so
they
were a little bit irregular. Like, you go by the ones in the store, they're all uniform. They're all exactly the same size.
They look like
cigars or something like that.
Yeah.
These didn't quite look like that. They looked like twigs almost, right? But they were semi-uniform, and they did sell them in this little package, this little box or whatever. And, you could get like a little oleo. They called it oleo, but it was garlic butter, right? And you could just dip
like
that
margarine?
In it. Yeah, it's basically with
garlic margarine.
In it, yeah. And you dip your breadstick in that or whatever. Yeah, it was so good.
Yummy. Sounds delish.
Yeah. I wish there were places like that. You know, now I don't find too many of them. The closest...
I found a cool Polish bakery in my travels once, somewhere in the New England area, and I was very excited. And they were like, "What are you doing?" They're like, "Are you Polish?" And I'm like, "No, I was just
I am today.
In the neighborhood."
And they're like, some kielbasa.
They were just like, "Yeah."
Right,
they were like, "What do you do?" They're like, "Whoa, like non-Polish people, like don't come here. This is like, you know, whatever.
Get out of my shop."
Yeah, they were like, "Oh, that's cool." But they had a bunch of like really cool, like imported stuff cheap. Yeah, I was very impressed. Yeah. I'd love to go back.
There's a place in Cromwell, Connecticut called Phil's.
Okay.
F-I-L-S. Little Polish deli. It's really good.
Yeah.
Or you can go to New Britsky, New Britain, Connecticut. Broad Street, New Britain. You get your Polish items.
Broad Street. That's where all the broads are.
Yeah. Where the broads are.
Going down to Broad Street. You're going to cruise for broads.
So do we have a bonus of the top 10? Do we have one more?
There is a bonus, but I didn't think it was very interesting.
Oh.
It says Speaker Johnson.
His name is Johnson.
Johnson, yeah.
Bonus. Speaker Johnson ramps up Biden impeachment, stating Biden has lied at least 16 times about his involvement in his family's business schemes.
At least 16 times.
I mean,
maybe more.
He got elected president. I'm pretty sure it's way more than 16 lies.
Yeah.
Way more than 16.
I'm pretty sure every time he opens his mouth, some sort of a lie, falsehood, fib, whatever you want to call it, comes out.
Yeah. So that brings us back to that Elton John story.
Something weird and creepy.
I did get this top 10 list from a Twitter account called Tara Bull 808, T-A-R-A-B-U-L-L 808, in case you want to subscribe. We are out of time. Thanks to all of our callers. Thanks to all of our listeners. Thank you, Nikki, for joining me. Thank you, Steve Classic, for joining me today.
Thank you, Captain.
You are welcome. If you missed any part of the program, find the archives over at freetalklive.com, where you can download the replays and listen for free. There's over 20 years of content there, so have at it. Thanks. Peace.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.